This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. BJP leader Rekha Gupta will be sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Delhi at the iconic Ramlila Maidan in the national capital this afternoon. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena will administer the oath of office and secrecy. The name of Mrs. Gupta was announced as the new Chief Minister following Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting in New Delhi last evening. She met Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena in Raj Nivas yesterday and staked claim to form the new government. The Lieutenant Governor accepted the claim and invited her to form the meeting. I beg your pardon, to form the government. The new government in Delhi will have 6 cabinet ministers. They are Parvesh Sahib Singh, Ashish Sood, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Ravindra Indra Raj Singh, Kapil Mishra and Pankaj Kumar Singh. Talking to media last night, Rekha Gupta thanked the top leadership of the party for entrusting her with the responsibility of the post of Chief Minister. She pledged to work with full honesty, integrity and dedication for the welfare and development of the people of Delhi.
धन्यवाद करना चाहूंगी अपने शीर्ष नेतृत्व का और आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का जिन्होंने मुझ जैसी साधारण पृष्ठभूमि की बेटी को इतनी बड़ी जिम्मेदारी देकर के देश की बहनों का सम्मान बढ़ाया है। ये हर बहन के लिए एक प्रेरणादायक कहानी हो सकती है। साधारण मध्यम वर्गीय परिवार की बेटी को भी शीर्ष नेतृत्व तक जाने का मौका मिल सकता है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, among others, will attend the swearing-in ceremony. Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of around 20 states have also been invited to attend the event. Meanwhile, Delhi Police has issued a traffic advisory in anticipation of large crowds. To manage the traffic during the event, certain diversions and restrictions will be in place. The Uttarakhand Cabinet has approved a stringent land law preventing people from buying limitless land. Soon after the Cabinet decision, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, in a social media post, said that fully respecting the long-standing demand of the people of the state and their sentiments, the Cabinet has approved the strict land law. He said this historic step will protect the resources of the state, cultural heritage and the rights of the citizens, as well as play an important role in maintaining the original identity of the state. The Puducherry government has announced that organ donors will be accorded state honours as a mark of respect for their life-saving contributions. Guidelines have been formulated to implement this initiative. The government has directed hospitals to promptly report brain-dead cases to district collectors and regional administrators. As per the new guidelines, district collectors and regional administrators will visit the residences of organ donors and pay homage. Additionally, on occasions such as the Republic Day and the Independence Day, the Lieutenant Governor or the Chief Minister will invite the families of organ donors to official functions and honour them publicly. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will begin a two-day visit to Johannesburg, South Africa from today to participate in the G20 Foreign Ministers Meeting, FMM. He's visiting at the invitation of Minister of International Relations and Cooperation of South Africa, Ronald Lamola. The External Affairs Minister's participation in the G20 FMM will strengthen India's engagement with G20 countries and bolster the voice of the Global South in this important forum. Dr. Jaishankar is expected to hold a few bilateral meetings in the margins of the Foreign Minister's meeting. US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth has directed the military services to identify $50 billion in programs that could be cut next year. This is aimed to redirect the savings to fund President Donald Trump's priorities. In a statement yesterday, Robert Salas's Deputy Secretary of Defense said excessive bureaucracy and programs targeting climate change or other programs such as diversity, equity and inclusion initiatives would be targeted. In cricket, the 9th edition of ICC Champions Trophy kicked off with a bang as New Zealand thrashed defending champions Pakistan by a commanding 60 runs in Karachi last night. Opting to field after winning the toss, Pakistan struggled to contain the Kiwis. And that is the end of this news bulletin.